Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
My name is Mary Knightley, K-N-I-G-H-T-L-Y.
Thank you. And could you verify your mailing address for me?
It is 597R Lafayette Road, Hampton, New Hampshire, 03842.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
Supposedly, a shipment of Omex 3 was sent out on the 17th of November. I never received it. I called the other day. They said another shipment would be sent. And so yesterday I got an email from Omex, and mm-hmm. it said track your order. And again, it said that let me read to you what it says. We could not locate your shipment detail for the tracking number. Details are only available for shipments made within the last 120 days. Now, this is what happened before, and now it seems to be happening again. And I've been doing this for years with you, and I've never had this much trouble.
Okay. And so before the order came out, did you extend it?
I'm sorry, what?
Before the order came out, did you basically extend it out to let us know you didn't want it?
No. And I was on the phone the other day, and they said, we're sorry, you know, something went wrong. Maybe it wasn't sent out. Mm-hmm. We'll send out another order. And so you sent me an email. Well, not you personally, but an email was sent with a tracking order, and the tracking order said the same thing as it did previously.
Okay, I understand.
And then I just got my credit card bill, and I was charged $89, which is fine, mm-hmm. For the Omex that went out in November that I never received, and they don't even know if it was shipped. And now it says that I'm being charged with $109.95.
Okay, I understand. So let me see. So the order that just came out on December 3rd, that is not the one you're referring to. It is the older order?
No, well, the older order, you know, I'm so confused that I'm now being charged twice. The first time I didn't get it, and they said that they didn't even know if it was mailed. And so now I'm being charged again, and I can't track where it is. It's giving me the same
error
thing that they can't track it because details are only available for shipments made within the last 120 days.
Okay. Well, let me check into this for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment.
Okay, take your time.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still here with you. Bear with me a few quick moments.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, and you were stating that the last time you ordered, it was the same issue, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, supposedly the order went out on November 17th. I never
mm-hmm.
received it. I called, I think, at the beginning of the week, and they, you know, they said, we're so sorry. They didn't even know if it was shipped.
Right.
So they said, well, we'll send it right out. So you sent me an email saying, okay, you can track it, but as you can see,
it said that same tracking information, right?
Right, that they can only shipment within 120 days. And it seems
okay.
Like I'm being charged twice. I'm just so confused.
Okay, and so it looks like the other one for November 17th, that one looks like it was refunded. And so did you receive a credit for that, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I'm going to go ahead and get this information sent over.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically we may have to give you a new tracking number, and then that one should work fine.
Okay. I'll check today to see if it arrives today, and then I'll call you back. But, and another thing, you have my mobile phone wrong, my mobile phone number wrong, and I've tried to correct it,
mm-hmm.
and it's still the wrong number.
Well, it looks like we have it correct here. We have a 603-926-2644.
That's my landline.
Okay, and you were wanting to switch it to your phone.
Right,
number?
And I tried to do that, but then when I looked at this email, it still had the 926 order.
Okay, well, I can update that
in a
few moments.
You.
I'm just going to get this issue resolved first. One moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still here with you. Bear with me a few moments.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did go ahead and get that information sent over. So we should be sending you a new tracking number soon.
Okay.
I'm also going to update that phone number for you. Let's see. Bear with me one moment.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Okay, and you can give me that phone number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it is 603
814-9219. Okay, and that was, okay, I'm waiting on it to update. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a 603-814-9219, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I have gotten that phone number updated, and that new tracking number should be to you shortly. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you today?
Okay, and Jess, you said that the $89 had been taken off?
Yes, ma'am, it was refunded.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
No problem. I thank you for yes, ma'am.
And you have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.